Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. As we survey the many organizations and initiatives dedicated to ocean sustainability, we often point to smaller groups and individuals attempting, often with success far beyond expectation, to make a difference through specific actions directed at local issues and solutions. To that end, the World Ocean Observatory has become a partner in a newly formed Global Partnership for the Ocean, a growing alliance of some 140 UN agencies, governments, international organizations, civil society groups, private sector companies and associations committed to addressing the threats to the health, productivity, and resilience of the ocean. An accompanying report, Indispensable Ocean, prepared by an international panel of 21 ocean leaders from 16 nations, calls for an integrated approach to ocean investment and emphasizes the essential role of public-private partnerships. The report asserts, quote, there is no silver bullet to resolving urgent ocean challenges. Therefore, it proposes these five principles to ensure effective GPO investments. 1, sustainable livelihoods, social equity, and food security. 2, a healthy ocean. 3, effective governance systems. 4, long-term viability. And 5, capacity building and innovation. This principle-based strategy provides an approach to prioritize where, when, and how the GPO can take action with high impact. The panel recommends that the principles be incorporated into all levels of reform, from fisheries management to incentives for pollution reduction to habitat restoration, unquote. The partnership has declared the following interrelated objectives to be achieved by 2022. First, sustainable seafood and livelihoods from capture fisheries and aquaculture, to significantly increase global food fish production from both sustainable aquaculture and sustainable fisheries by adopting best practices and reducing environmental and disease risk to stimulate investment, to reduce the open access nature of fisheries by creating responsible tenure arrangements, including secure access rights for fishers and incentives for them to hold a stake in the health of the fisheries, and to enable the world's overfished stocks to be rebuilt and increase the annual net benefits of capture fisheries by at least $20 billion, including through reducing subsidies that promote overfishing. Second, critical coastal and ocean habitats and biodiversity, to halve the current rate of natural habitat loss and reduce habitat degradation and fragmentation by applying ecosystem-based approaches to management, to increase marine managed and protected areas and other effective area-based conservation measures to include at least 10% of coastal and marine areas, and to conserve and restore natural coastal habitats to reduce vulnerability and increase resilience to climate change impacts. Third, to reduce pollution to levels not detrimental to ecosystem function and biodiversity, and to support implementation of the Global Program of Action to reduce pollution, particularly from marine litter, wastewater and excess nutrients, and further develop consensus for achievable goals to reduce these pollutants. These are certainly not new issues or recommendations. The focus here remains primarily on habitat conservation, marine protected areas, ecosystem-based management, pollution control, and fisheries policy, all goals included among those in prior international initiatives and the agendas of ocean-related public and private organizations the world over. So what is different about this? What is proposed here is a new combination of resolve, knowledge, and monetary resources, specifically through the Global Partnership for the Oceans Fund, aggregating and maximizing the financial capacity of the partnership to invest significantly in these priority areas. The underlying rationale is also compelling, an understanding that if such investment is successful, it will benefit not only the natural ocean environment, but also human health, economic and social well-being of ocean communities worldwide through the eradication of poverty, increased employment, revival of marine food supplies, and geopolitical security through adequately funded, proven solutions. As we are all citizens of the ocean, we must all participate in the partnership's success. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory. Visit us online at worldoceanobservatory.org. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.